News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper glad to see you on the radio. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's our news director. I'm Mark Lawrence, and this is WKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now, Travis Lau is back, communications director with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. He's the guy we go to when we always have questions, or when we just look at the proposed changes, and sometimes we say, what? They're going to do what? Good morning, Travis. Thanks for checking back in.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good. You're always a good sport with even the dumbest questions that I ask, so I'm always appreciative of that. And I happen to be a hunter, so all of this is very germane, and I always feel like you give us a good update. Well, let's talk about CWD. We know that the march across Pennsylvania continues. Tell us about how this disease has digressed in Pennsylvania.
Right. CWD continues to be a problem. We've yet to see the number of positives we have from this past year's testing. So that will go a long way in determining what actions are taken in the next year and how Pennsylvanians, including hunters, are further affected. You know, when we find chronic wasting disease in a new area, we either create a disease management area or we add that area to an existing disease management area, and that's been the process we've been in. It's been an annual process since we first detected CWD in free-ranging deer in Pennsylvania in 2012. So I know that there are 11,000 samples that were submitted by hunters, most of them by hunters in this past hunting season. We await the results back to see how that will affect our DMAs. You know, for the Game Commission's part in managing CWD in the past year, we completed and adopted a CWD response plan. That's a plan for managing the disease. We're managing it as aggressive as ever, particularly in those areas where it's first detected, in trying to determine whether the disease had been established in that area for some time, perhaps, or whether maybe it's the leading edge of a new infection. So we issue additional antlerless deer licenses to landowners in those areas that fit that category. Deer numbers in that area, test more deer, increase surveillance in that area to try to find out more about how the disease is established.
And what is the goal? Eventually just kill all the deer in that area so the disease can't spread and let that area repopulate with deer?
No, that's not the goal. The goal in many of these areas is to reduce deer numbers overall by reducing deer numbers and quote-unquote thinning the herd in that area. You do reduce the chances from an infected deer passing that infection along because there aren't as many deer to pass that infection. You know, CWD is passed from deer to deer both by direct contact and indirect contact. Uninfected deer can pick up the CWD prion in urine, feces, saliva left behind on the landscape by infected deer. So by reducing numbers, you minimize the chance of spread. At the same time, by testing the deer that are harvested in addition to what might be the norm in that area, you're increasing your surveillance. But by to eliminate deer in any area, even where CWD has been on the landscape the longest and is more prevalent than anywhere, and that's in the south central Pennsylvania, Bedford and Blair counties.
Now, in Union and Snyder counties, we're on the upper edge of the CWD affected area, and in those areas, you're not supposed to remove deer from those areas, yet that happens. Hunters remove them either with or without the knowledge that they're not supposed to do so. You know, they turn up at butcher shops and so on. So what can be done to enforce that, or to make sure that hunters at least know about it, and to make sure that butcher shops are aware of that? Or, you know, what's the next step in enforcement of that?
Right, right. Well, you know, it's kind of twofold as I see it, because enforcement is part of it. You mentioned that deer turning up in butcher shops, and just to back up one step, in a chronic waste and disease management area, there's a general prohibition on removing high-risk deer parts from that area. So if you have a hunter who has a camp, say, in a DMA and lives outside the DMA, harvests a deer, that hunter can't just throw the deer in the back of a pickup and haul it home, because at that point they'd be taking the whole deer, including those high-risk parts, outside of an area. So inside the area is for those hunters who need to get the deer processed and get home. Like say a hunter wants to do their own processing. We provide dumpsters on state game lands in those DMAs where those high-risk parts can be removed, and that's essentially the head and backbone can be removed, and then the meat and other low-risk parts can be transported. We also provide in those areas receptacles for the collection of heads from harvested deer, so those hunters can get their deer tested for CWD. Those are tests that are free to the hunter, cost paid by the Game Commission. And again, the benefit to the Game Commission there is that we're increasing surveillance. But when we learn of a deer that has been unlawfully transported from a DMA outside the DMA for any reason, we investigate, and when appropriate, we file charges.
Tell us about the changes coming for the doe seasons.
Sure. That's probably the biggest change on the docket, or the biggest proposed change on the docket. It had been preliminarily approved at our January meeting, a proposal to return statewide the firearms deer season to a concurrent format, that is the concurrent hunting of bucks and does throughout the length of the season. A lot of people equate that with increased antlerless harvest, which isn't the case. You have to keep in mind when you're talking about antlerless harvest and whether you want to increase or decrease antlerless harvest, and in turn increase or decrease the deer herd in a given wildlife management unit, that's all done through the allocation of licenses. So when a concurrent season is implemented and hunters have more days to fill a tag, generally, if you want to keep the herd stable or increase the herd, you're going to issue fewer licenses in a longer season than you would during a shorter season. So a concurrent season statewide has been proposed. Last year, the concurrent season was expanded from 3 WMUs to, I believe, 10 WMUs. And this year, there's been a proposal to return it statewide. Now, with all of these proposals, they don't take effect until final adoption in April. The board's meeting April 17th, that's a Saturday. At this point, I don't have word of whether that will be a virtual meeting or an in-person meeting, but I'm anticipating another virtual meeting. And in that time leading up to the meeting, hunters in all Pennsylvanians are free to register comment that is passed along to our board. That can be submitted by email through our PGC comments at pa.gov email address, or the week of the meeting you can register to receive a phone call and have your comments recorded.
Now, about 20 years ago, the same idea was tried of really upping the amount of antlerless deer that individuals could have in terms of the number of tags that were available and the length of the season. I don't know if it backfired, but certainly way too many deer were killed, and a lot of areas ended up without any huntable populations. How are you going to monitor to make sure that that doesn't happen again with this long two-week doe season?
Again, you're talking about different eras and different goals. The era you're referring to was where the goal really was to reduce the size of the herd statewide, because there were too many deer and deer had stripped their available habitat and were starting to show the problems associated with being too crowded. And one difference that I see there in being a hunter who is part of a hunting camp in the North Central and does hunt mountain deer from time to time is that the size in those deer from 20 years ago and now, you know, the size of the average adult doe in mountain country 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when really they were struggling for food in a lot of years, and now when when deer are managed more in balance with their populations. But again, to fast forward to today, just because there's a concurrent season doesn't mean there'll be an increased harvest. And if the goal is to have a stable harvest or a decreased harvest, all the Game Commission needs to do is to roll back the number of antlerless licenses that are allocated. So all deer populations are managed within a wildlife management unit based on deer management objectives. A lot of factors are taken into consideration. Recent harvests, the deer population trend in that WMU, the habitat in that WMU, and how it's degrading or progressing, how people feel about deer in that WMU, whether there are too many, too few, or it's just about right. So all of those factors go into the proposed antlerless allocation for WMU. All of that really comes out in March. Our deer harvest estimates from the previous season come out in March, and then our population estimates are part of a document that's available at the Game Commission's website in March. And that spells out the reason behind a proposed allocation. In areas, we had started the conversation by talking about CWD. In areas where CWD is present, the goal will never be to increase the deer population for fear of further spread.
Well, Adam, thank you, Travis, thank you so much for the information. We're out of time, but we know we'll have you back on. We'll talk about the online and e-licenses and other proposed changes and all of this. We'll make sure hunters are informed by the time we get closer to some of the hunting seasons and the changes in Sunday hunting is part of this, too. Thank you so much, Travis. We always thank you for your updates and your information.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I do appreciate that. Travis Lau, Communications Director at the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Yes, some things we didn't get much time for here. Online licensing would be permitted in the hunting seasons of 2021, where you could use an e-license that would be stored on your phone, and the mail system would be used to deliver to you some tags that you could use if you had purchased an online license. And changes in the Sunday hunting to bow hunting Sunday days would be permitted, as well as a rifle deer season for on a Sunday. One day of the rifle deer season would be on a Sunday, so that would not be a change from this year, but that is one of the proposed changes. So you can check out all of these. We have a link to all these changes at WDKOK.com.